This is Joe Kwan, the Connection Counselor, your host on Diversity Bites, the program for everybody who understands the challenges inherent in creating a more diverse workforce. Join us as we explore the strategies and mindsets needed to transcend statistics, increase belonging, and unlock higher performance. Hello, this is Joe Kwan, the Connection Counselor, and welcome to another Friday and Diversity Bites, the only daily diversity podcast in the world. We're coming up on our last few weeks of the first year of Diversity Bites. At that point, I'm going to decide whether to sunset this or to continue it or to do something totally new. But I did commit for a year, one episode every single weekday, no breaks for vacation, sickness, or holidays, and so far, I've kept it up, although I've come pretty close, like maybe an episode away to missing that commitment. But as far as I'm aware, I've made it every single day, and I'm so excited to be able to do that for myself and to be able to do that for you, our audience. I'm also the creator of the Everybody Thrives program, which is for companies looking to unlock the full power of all their people. Now today, I'm going to use a metaphor, and those of you who know me a little bit know I love metaphors, and this is a bit of a strange metaphor because I'm not really a water person. I actually don't know how to swim, never learned, need to rectify that sooner rather than later. But I'm going to use a water metaphor in terms of the change that needs to happen or the change that we want to happen in diversity, equity, and inclusion and what that really looks like. So I'm going to use sort of the analogy of a wave, right? And, you know, when you think about a wave, whether it's a huge tidal wave or just, you know, a regular wave, there's a lot going on, but most of what we see is sort of the externality, what's above the waterline, and as it comes crashing down either into another wave or, you know, onto the beach if it makes it that far. So if you think about what generates the wave, though, there's so much more going on underneath that is actually creating the wave. So when we think about what's going on in our organizations and the change that needs to happen, change doesn't just happen, or you can't know that change is just happening if superficially on the externalities there are things that look good, like let's say some metrics or numbers start to look better. Well, that could be really great, but that to me is not actually indicative of change if the way you got there, of the things underneath it, didn't truly help you get there, right? So if there's some sort of clever algorithm or way you did things that you don't plan on doing permanently and doesn't come out of sort of an organic result but is actually artificial, well, I'm going to tell you that that wave is not going to occur again. It's not going to be sustained, and you're just going to go back to the old wave, the old way of doing things. So the other part of this analogy is, like a wave, you need buy-in at all levels, right? It's not just senior leadership commitment, although vision and senior leadership commitment is key, but you also need your managers on board. That is so crucial. You need the managers, because without the managers understanding, nothing really changes. They are the pivot point around which real change happens and around which the real unlocking of full value happens. And there's not much to, you know, there's not much to support managers in doing this right now, and that's why I created the Everybody Thrives program, to really try to focus on the managers. Now, again, they are not the be-all and end-all, even just entry-level people or junior people that these managers are managing. If they're not buying in, if they're not supporting all these efforts, then it can also fizzle as well. So it's really important in this wave metaphor to have deep, full, thorough support for this sort of change to happen and for it to be sustained and to create a new culture, a new way of being, rather than just a, hey, look at this fancy infographic, you know, for 1 or 2 years, and then when everyone gets distracted, it just all goes back, you know, by the wayside, and it goes back to business as usual, which, if you're an underrepresented professional, is not really great for you. So my name is Joe Kwan, the Connection Counselor, and thanks for joining us on Diversity Bites. It's been an amazing year so far. Looking forward to our last few weeks and then our final episode. If you're a social person, we'd love to hear from you. Join the conversation by leaving a short message at connectioncounselor.com/podcast. Remember, when it comes to higher performance, diversity bites, belonging delights.